Eddie Nesta's Drive Time.
I've got a guest with me, don't you know? So you're going to have to behave yourself. We have company. Ordinarily at nighttime drive time, I undo the top button of my trousers and I kick off my shoes so that we relax, because the radio police have gone home and we have the building all to ourselves. I can't do it because we're not that familiar, me and Ali. Not yet, anyway. I'll tell you all the other stories, because we've got lots of stories, whether it be about Armistice Day, Nigel Farage not placing candidates at 317 seats, the importance of social care, and what happened when I took the kids against Mrs. Nesta's advice to McDonald's. We're going to have some fun, and we'll do some serious stuff. I'd just like to stay with this, because one of the things that we've been doing on the show over the past few weeks is kind of picking a subject that people care passionately about, or that affects a number of people, and putting it on the radio, apropos nothing really, apart from the team fancy it as a story that people care about. Now, it is something that lots and lots of my friends are going through and have gone through. It hasn't always been brilliant, and we wondered whether or not there were common themes to step parenting. So if you are the other partner who has to watch somebody raising your child, what conversation do you have with them? Do you have any conversation? Is it important to have a relationship with them? If you were a stepchild, what was that like? What would you loved him or her to have done? As a mother in particular, I mean, not exclusively, but as a mother in particular, what's it like? When do you make that decision to introduce that new partner? Because, you know, you might have a service provider or a little friend, a little company, you know, a little something, something. But at what point do you make that decision that this is serious and I would like to introduce this person to my children? And maybe this is one of the killer questions, really. How, I know a number of people, women again, whose relationships have been destroyed because the child, 12, 13, 14, has decided, particularly boys now, I am the man of this house. I am the man of this house, and I don't want anybody else here, and I don't like him. And I don't like him because what I imagine he's doing to my mum. I don't want him here, and they've made it impossible. So I'd love to hear your stories, please, if you don't mind. Shared stories, things you'd warn people about, things that mistakes you made or things that you wish other people would do, which might help. 0800 731 2000, text 81333 and start your message with the word London. As I say, I've got company. Alison Mahoney is here, step-mum, step-grandmum, founded the charity Be Stepwise. Thanks for your patience. I appreciate it very much.
Well,
children can be devious little so-and-sos, can't they?
They certainly can. And I remember being very devious myself.
As a stepchild?
As not a stepchild.
Not as a stepmum, because that's a different show.
That's a different show, yeah. something happens. The thing about being in a step family that people don't realise is that change is put upon you. When your dad or mum decides to re-partner as a result of a divorce or death, then you're not given any choice.
No, you're not. Well, for the most part.
For the most part.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, a stepmum and stepdad, or they will confer with the child and bring them along with it. But most of the time, the children are having to accept, first of all, the first change, the divorce, the separation. Yep. Then they've got to accept.
Mum or dad isn't around.
Then
anymore.
They've got to accept the separation, yep, and
yes,
all of that, and
yes,
that may go on for a while.
Yes.
And then along comes the next change, which is a new person linking up with your mum or your dad. Now that's a huge amount of change to happen to you, and that's another very important point, is that when you become a stepmum, you are not often a stepmum to a child that's been unaffected by any of that. So the child themselves will have had to go through step families are brought together as a result of loss. So the child has had to experience loss, grief, and get over it. Loss, grief, and get over it. And sometimes this makes the children really angry, quite rude, quite, by the time you come along as a stepmother, quite unaccepting of you, because it's one change too many. Or they might feel withdrawn, depressed, anxious. The other thing that stepchildren do is that they often regress, which is very frustrating. So they'll be at a certain stage in their lives and then they'll go back two or three stages. So they'll start eating like a child, or they might start, if a child is dry in bed at night, they might go back to bedwetting. You know, they go back because they... It's one of the things that can happen.
It's change, isn't it? I mean, change is one of the biggest things in any case. But that's,
yeah, it's tough.
Do you look back at yourself as a... How would you characterise yourself as a stepchild?
Grieving, sad, really not wanting to accept what had happened. And ready to take it out on my stepmother.
And ergo, whatever she did, the poor woman, you wouldn't have accepted her?
Pretty much, yes. What I like to think is that had they had the benefit of my charity is based on enabling people to get it right so it doesn't go wrong.
But is there one size fits all?
Yeah.
What, really? Is there one size fits all?
No, it's a huge topic. But there are lots of different things you can do.
There's strategies to put in place.
Of course. Absolutely. For example, I mean, all the controls... My mother and I used to get on like a house on fire. I had four younger brothers and my mother and I were really close. When my stepmother came on the scene,
why did your parents break up? Well, hold on. Why did they break up? Because the acrimony or not must be a contributory factor.
She died. My mum died.
I'm sorry about that.
No.
So did you not cut any slack for? Just tell you, in between the end of the last show and the beginning of this one, as I call it, this is a completely different show. I went to excuse myself, and while I was there, I remember the story. So, you know, this is the only place you meet people from television when you're excusing yourself. And it was a girl, so he used to have a nanny or an au pair. He has a 13-year-old daughter. His wife died, and he started seeing the au pair. Somebody works here. And he just had an absolute night because she, the daughter, could not change the relationship that she had with that person. Does it matter if you knew as a child that person before they became romantic with your parent?
I think it is possible to move forward because children are in the process of growing. And if you get a very young child, like a 2, 3, 4-year-old, like I became a stepmother to a 4-year-old, they are at one stage in their lives. If they go through to the 7, 8, 9, 10 age group, they are junior school, and then you get to the teenage years. So with each developmental stage of the child, there's possibility for change, but only if you know A, what to do, and B, do it. So, for example, my stepmother and father, for example, I don't know, because we can't go back and do it all again. But if they had sort of sat us down and said, look, we understand this has been really difficult for you. So what we'd like to do is we'd like to, you know, have regular chats like this, where we can talk about the things that you'd like to do together in the household, or what you'd like to change and what you wouldn't like to change. But we didn't have any of that. It was very much...
But this is new age parenting. When I offer my children fish fingers, vegetarian sausage, or they can have samosas, or they can... And they go, oh, I didn't get that. Here's your corned beef and rice or whatever it is. And there is a resistance to that kind of new age parenting.
Do you know, I completely agree with you. And you're right. I was parented at a time which is now gone. So this, what I run now, which is this charity, is very much to help modern age parents.
And it's what you've learned, which is the reason you're on the show today, because I have so many I'm allergic to experts at the minute, unless the expert themselves has an experience of what they're talking about, who feels it, knows it. Have you talked to your stepchild, the one who now has a child, about what we're talking about, the introduction, what I could have done better, how did it work? Because I'm guessing that all these things that you're putting in place are learned through experience. So you didn't come to the party with this knowledge.
My son, who became my stepson, said of me that he felt that they had a much easier time because I had learnt the hard way.
Through being
step-parented. Now, I was quite keen that they should be allowed. So I used to have meetings with them and say, you know, what do you want? What do you want to? There's lots of stuff in families that's difficult, like food, and what we're going to do this summer holidays. And so I used to sit them down and say, should we sort out the menus for this week and next week, and should we sort out what where you'd like to go and what you like, which friends you'd like to see? And I used to be very keen that they had at least some control, and it was easy for me to do what they wanted to do than to try and do things that I thought they may not want to do. But then I had to do, by doing that, I was spending a lot of time doing stuff that they wanted to do. And then you have to look after yourself as well.
Well, this is the bit that I want to ask you about. So my 10-year-old is very good at swimming, and he's about to go to this club from tomorrow morning, actually, where they swim competitively. Now, in order for him to get there at 5:30, we have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So that's a commitment I've made 2 days a week, that I'm going to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to take him. Now, if he says something rude to me, he's my son. I can deal with that. The discipline of that for me is easy. But I don't know if I'm taking somebody else's kid 2 days a week to swim in and they start disrespecting me. It's going to cause problems in my relationship.
This is a very good example. And it's a good example for two reasons. One is, it's typical that you get a child that makes a huge demand of you. For you, it's for getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But often with children,
it's getting up at all, actually.
but with all children, you're having to do things like that.
Yes.
You know, and so it's a huge, big ask for which you can feel quite resentful. If they say something rude to you, if they're your own child, you can have a go with them. You can say to them, "That's not very nice, is it?" But if you say that to a stepchild, then it's because they can take a view on that and dislike you for saying anything negative at all. So shall I tell you what you do?
Yes, please.
You very cleverly got me round to my fifth mantra.
Yes.
Which is, you work in anticipation. So what you do is you let it go. You let it go. They're rude to disrespect you on the way at 4 o'clock
no.
in the morning. Hear me out. Then the night before, you see them you're getting them up at 4 o'clock following morning.
Wait,
look, when we go to the club, this, I'm doing this for you. And if you don't want to do it, we don't have to. But I'm expecting you to thank me and to be respectful of what I am doing for you tomorrow morning.
Right.
That way, they then please you by being that. And that's a huge difference. You're not critical. You're complimentary.
Right. So one more before we get your charity, okay? Because I know I've kept you over time. Let's do some role play. I know you don't know me very well, but don't pretend you don't know what role play is. Here's some role play, right? So I'm now you, right? And I'm talking to your husband, right? You ready?
You're me, and I'm talking to you, and I'm my husband.
There you go. You ready?
Yeah?
Okay. You don't have to drop your voice, and I won't raise mine. So here's the thing, right? I do everything that I can. I married you knowing that you had children. And you allow that child to disrespect me. That child doesn't listen to anything I say. Now, unless you step up, then it's not going to work. You don't tell me you haven't got there. What did he say the moment you got near to that?
I just say that again.
I need you, as the man, the father of this child that hasn't accepted me, I need you to step up, because you just ignore it. You just go, well, his mum died. Oh, well, he's missing his mum. You don't give me the gravitas. You don't give me the status within this relationship that demands that he respect me. And I need you to step up.
My husband probably wouldn't step up. I would be the better one to address it directly.
But he's not your child.
So what I would do is I would talk to my husband about what would be the behaviour that would be okay.
That you I'm expect- really no, understand
I'm,
it.
No, I'm expect you're saying to me that my husband should take charge and deal with their child.
I'm saying
that actually sometimes it's better to have a conversation between husband and wife and say, this is the behaviour we're wanting. And then not necessarily expect the father to do anything about it, but actually get his agreement behind closed doors
on
if necessary.
Strategy.
Then you let the system carry the load. Then you tell the children that from now on, this is acceptable and that's not acceptable.
Okay.
And you make it absolutely clear. And then the father, my husband, will back me up and he will spot things that are not right and he will say, that's not accepted in this house. And I will do the same and the children can't split us.
Because that's what they do anyway, isn't it?
That's what they'll try
she
and do.
She said, that's, she did.
Especially if you're step-parent and parent. So you have got to get the system correct and then the children. Now, the great thing about that, can I just finish on this and say, praise is the best way. So if you set it up so the children can do it properly, then all you need to do is praise. And the more you praise, the more they do that thing.
Tell us about the website and how people can get involved and understand.
The website is bestepwise.co.uk. And I'm on Instagram at b_stepwise. And I'm on Twitter at #BeStepwise.
Okay. Well, you'll have one more follower today.
Fingers crossed,
I won't need you, but, you know, just in case, it's always worth listening. It's been
Thanks,
fantastic
Eddie.
Having you. And look
really
after
enjoyed
yourself.
It.
Fingers crossed we can talk again one day. This is BBC Radio London.